Early in the last century, Asian immigrants, particularly Chinese and Japanese, had been flocking to the U.S. for decades. Fearing an erosion of native white economic dominance, a lot of states passed alien land laws to keep real estate out of the hands of Asian buyers. Florida put its version into its constitution in 1923. It says the ownership, inheritance, disposition, and possession of real property by aliens ineligible for citizenship may be regulated or prohibited by law. Notice it says may be regulated, may be prohibited. The state has never done that, but that does not assuage modern-day Asian Floridians such as Barnaby Min.
Why, there's something in our state constitution that says immigrants are not allowed to own land is incredibly obnoxious and insulting.
Min is a former president of the Asian Pacific American Bar Association, which spearheaded a repeal effort in 2008. Voters defeated it, apparently on fears that it would loosen immigration and invite terrorists to buy beachfront homes, and the Asians continued to be the only group not guaranteed the right to own land in the state. It is an insult, says Florida State University law professor James Gardner, but he says it probably can't be used to pass any real laws.
Those provisions of Florida law then would be subject to challenge and invalidation under the U.S. Constitution.
And it no longer applies to Asians. They once were ineligible for citizenship, but those exclusionary citizenship laws have long since been struck down, and no nationality is ineligible to seek citizenship or property in Florida. I'm Rick Stone in Tallahassee.